text driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Oil and gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point.
Yeah, and I've reached my coupon clipping point.
So here are some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas and help the environment.
Okay.
Keep your tires properly inflated. Don't speed. And avoid jackrabbit starts.
Yeah.
Helpful tips like these could save you enough money to buy breakfast for a year.
Wow.
Visit the Alliance to Save Energy's website, www.drivesmarterchallenge.org.
You hungry? Breakfast? Me? You? Huh?
Information is power, and now available on your smartphone or tablet. Download the free WOL app now. WOL Washington, D.C. W240DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD3 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine. Get up,
stand up. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh my goodness, we have a great show for you today. We are so excited to have with us three of powerful guests who are going to talk about two very major subjects. One is the Freedom to Learn May 3rd Day of Action, and the second is a recent seminar that was held yesterday on the issue of the power of the black male vote and all of those complexities. So we're going to talk, folks, about these issues, and we can't wait for this show, but you know that I got to bring up my mighty radio show host, the one Daryl D. Jones, and you know that Daryl was in Atlanta last night as part of this panel on getting out that black male vote. So we're going to talk about so much, but you know I got to welcome my co-host, the chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition, one of the most brilliant lawyers in America, in this world. I am happy to bring up Daryl D. Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara. It must be Tuesday. It must be noon Eastern Standard Time because we're talking Igniting Change. And my goodness, Barbara, what an exciting show we have today. Can't wait to get into Professor Kimberly Crenshaw and how she's just really shaking up America with the Freedom to Learn event that's going to be going on May the 3rd, and to get to the brothers that we were celebrating, breaking bread and having conversation in Atlanta, talking about the power of the black male vote. And let me tell you, these brothers brought it. They're substantive. They're meaning what they're saying. They're in the community. Their foot's on the ground, feet in the ground. They're all in, Barbara. What an exciting, exciting show we have set up today.
Yes, and I want to. Okay, thank you. And I wanted to start off this show with focusing on this upcoming critical event this week. You know, folks, across the country, we have 33 states that are engaging, allowing some form of book banning, mainly of African American authors. All those beautiful books that you grew up loving, they are banning. Your children are not being allowed to see them. Your grandchildren will not have that awareness and all the beauty that they learned. They're also, you know, banning teaching African-American studies and history and culture. I mean, who are we if we are not acknowledged? So I am so happy that one of the nation's foremost voices on resistance in these times and on your strategizing and organizing is with us. She is the co-founder and executive director of the African American Policy Forum, founder and executive director of the Center for Intersectionality and Social Policy Studies at Columbia Law School, Isidore and Seville Sulzbacher, professor at Columbia Law School, and also the Promise Institute professor at UCLA Law School. She's a leading authority on critical race theory, Black feminist legal theory, race, racism in the law, and she's always known internationally for creating that term and making it so understood of intersectionality, that concept that is one of the most written about concepts in the world. She is the organizer, leader of the Say Her Name campaign, and she can be found on social media, and also you've seen her on MSNBC, you've seen her on NBC, you've seen her on any major media because she is one of the trendsetters. We are so happy to welcome again to Igniting Change, Professor Kimberly Crenshaw. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Barbara. Hey, Daryl. My favorite place to be. It's Tuesday, it's noon, and it's on and popping. So thank you for having me on.
I mean. So, Kim, Lord have mercy. Every time you come on and we talk, it seems like these folks just are going crazier and crazier. I mean, these white supremacists, MAGA, neo-Confederates, they just lost their little minds. And we are, you know, dealing with all this book banning and everything that's going on. Tell everybody, why have you organized or you're leading this amazing movement to make sure that people are, you know, not only publicly aware, but engaged and actively being activists in this movement? Tell everybody, what's May 3rd?
Well, Barbara, you know, our ancestors made one thing abundantly clear, which is the freedom to learn is key to our freedom to live. That has been an aspiration that we've had even back when we were on the plantations. People risked their lives to learn how to read and to understand the world around us. We can't survive this current political moment, nor can we unlock the promise for the future if we don't have the tools to understand and make sense of our past. And that's precisely why all those people you just mentioned, the extremists, the Proud Boys, the right wingers, they all understand that to oppose democracy and oppose equality requires them to take away our understanding of our condition. So that's why they're going after our books. That's why they're going after our history. That's why they're going after our concepts and our knowledge. Now, here's the key. The majority of Americans don't support these book bans. They don't support this idea of twisting history and changing the rules to empower an extremist minority. But the problem is that we're not seen. We're not as vocal as we need to be. We're not, you know, they don't see the viral images of our parents going into the school boards and demanding the restoration of our books and demanding an accurate way of teaching our history. All they see is the Moms for Liberty. They see the Heritage Foundation. They see all of these people prescribing a vision of America that isn't true and a future for us that isn't inclusive. So that's why we have got to fight back. It's okay for us to feel a way about it, but we got to do something with our feelings about it. So this week, Thursday and Friday, we're going to launch Freedom Summer 2024, and it's going to start with Freedom to Learn. So on Thursday at 7:30, we're going to have a virtual rally. And at that virtual rally, we're going to bring all of the speakers from around the country and from our major civil rights, racial justice, human rights groups to say why it is important that we get our bodies out there. And then on Friday, we're going to have multiple activities. The national action is going to take place right in front of the Library of Congress, a symbol of the united knowledge that we have that is being attacked. And we're going to march over to the Supreme Court. So that's our national activation. In New York, there's going to be an activation at the Bronx Community Center with various educators here in New York, and then across the country. We're asking everybody to do something, whether it's a tweet, whether it's a readathon, whether it's a book giveaway, whether it's going into your barbershop or your beauty salon and say, do you know that 40% of the books being banned this year are by people of color or LGBTQ people? What do you think they're trying to hide? We want everybody to do something so they know that the majority of us will not stand for the attack on our knowledge and the attack on our democracy.
My, my. Now, everyone listening, right now, I want you to either put it into your mobile phone, you know, these dates of Thursday and Friday this week, the 2nd and the 3rd. And Kim, tell people again, where can they get the information? Because you have some amazing information with flyers, which people can share with all their friends. Where can they get this information?
Yes, and they and Barbara, they can get toolkits. They can get discussion guides. They can get maps. They can get information about what activations are possible. So there are two places they can get this information. They can go to freedomtolearn.net. That's freedomtolearn.net. Or they can go to AAPF's social media channels. They're all at AA Policy Forum. At AA Policy Forum. You can register for our events. You can sign up for our newsletters at our website, aapf.org, to learn about what's coming up next. Most importantly, come to the rally. It's a virtual rally. It's at 7:30 on Thursday. You get to hear from many of our leaders. You get to hear some of the stories that are driving us. Barbara, do you think people know about the black woman who had a black bookstore for children who was forced to close it because of death threats? Do people know about this? This is the reality. So wherever there are the laws that are out there to try to suppress our history, you can best believe that that's followed up by the monster of vigilante racist violence. So that's the country that we are living in right now. You have the formal suppression of the laws, and you have all these people who crawl out from under their rocks when the coast is clear, and they think the coast is clear. We've got to send the message that the coast is not clear. So freedomtolearn.net or aapf.org or AA Policy Forum on social media.
All right, now, and you know, I want people to understand that they have banned books like Maya Angelou's books, especially anything talking about I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. They have banned
Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye.
I mean, Color Purple, all of that that we grew up on, that people celebrate, even in the new movie. We also, they banned Ruby Bridges. They don't even
They banned Ruby Bridges' story. And, and Barbara, you know, I mean, sometimes I lose words because it's so obscene. It's so obnoxious. They banned the story of Ruby Bridges. Ruby Bridges is the 6-year-old, still living black woman who, as a child, integrated New Orleans public schools. She had to go to school alone for the entire year because white parents didn't want to send their children to school with her. She has written an autobiography and other books about her. When the effort to teach her story to children was introduced into school systems, the Moms for Liberty came out and other groups saying, no, 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 this can't be taught because it makes our children feel bad. So
white children,
white children, very clear, talking about us. That's number one.
White
so
children.
All this parental rights stuff that you're hearing about, all this parents are concerned about, recognize they're not talking about your children. Right, number one. But number two, they're not even talking about their children, because it's not the children that feel, you know, ashamed. Right. They're asking their parents, well, where were you, mom and dad? Where were you, grandma right. and grandpa? That's the conversation that they don't want to have. So when you